So try to get into your own meditation posture. Try to sit in front of the chair. Lightly close your eye. Then try to relax your forehead. Relax your eyebrow. Relax your face. And it's important to relax your mouth as well. So you can put on a Mona Lisa smile. And you can slightly tuck in your tummy. And adjust your chin, must be level with the crown. Slightly pull back your shoulder blade. That will help you to straighten up your back. Then put your hand on your lap. And now please focus on your breathing. So we always start by exhale, then follow by inhale. Every exhale followed by an inhale counted as one. Let's try to see whether can we do a perfect 10 count. If your mind is wandered off, then please lightly pull back and focus on your breathing again, and then restart the count as one. Okay, let's start. Now, we will go into the review meditation. That means you are working on a list inside your mind. What have you been doing yesterday? Make a mental list of the 4 to 5 items. It could be a conversations you have with the people that are around you on yesterday. So whole of yesterday, maybe you have sent some messages on the phone, or talk on the phone, or you speak to someone. So try to go through the list. And they don't have to be full conversations. Could be just like text messages, but you are very clearly you can remember of them. And now, please rate those conversations from the most meaningful to the least meaningful. The least meaningful conversation can be includes arguments, criticize, joke, repeating useless messages, or seeing some news. So all this is meaningless. So go through the list. For me, the most meaningful speech on yesterday whole day. Morning, I sent a text message to my late family WhatsApp group saying good morning to my brothers and wish them always stay healthy and safe. Afternoon, I lead the Level 8 Wisdom Group discussion. And evening, I praise the volunteer and teachers during the meeting. That is for the most meaningful speech that I have been planted. And this meaningful speech for myself, I find myself have a meaningless speech with my children during the dinner. I criticize the actor on the Netflix movie. So choose your conversation now. That was most meaningful and least meaningful. So out from the most meaningful list, which is the one, the most meaningful one for yourself? For me, the most meaningful one is by leading Level 8 Wisdom Group discussion. And the least meaningful one is I find myself have meaningless speech during the dinner time. That's mine. How about yours? You found your most meaningful and the most meaningless. So now we will go into problem solving meditation. So first we start off on yesterday or until today. What makes you think that that is the most meaningful? For me, leading the Level 8 group discussions, I can help the group member to have plant a lot of good seeds to have correct worldview. How about yours? Think about, why is it that conversation is so meaningful to you? Since we have found the most meaningful part of the conversations, now is the time for us to find out which is the conversations that you find is the least meaningful part. For myself, during the yesterday dinner time with my children, when my children actually talking bad about their friends, I actually didn't stop them. And I just join in. So that let me think of, I actually planting a meaningless speech. So how about yours? Now, think about your plan for the rest of today and tomorrow. Try to guess where and when and with whom you might have your least meaningful conversations. For me, tonight, when I have my dinner with my family member, I must remember myself not to plan the non-meaningful speech, because that could be one of the events will lead me to plan a non-meaningful speech. How about yours? Try to think, where is the possibility you are able to plan the meaningless speech? So now, spend a few minutes trying to figure out on the event that you find that is most meaningful, which part of the meaningful speech that you find is the most meaningful one. For me, the most meaningful part is yesterday I led the level 8 discussion group. And the most meaningful part for me on the whole discussion group is I lead the group member to set the intention by helping their group member to become an automatic leader. And that will plant the seeds to see themselves able to reach their goal as an automatic leadership. As 90% of the seeds will come from our intentions. So I actually let them set a good and correct intentions before starting the group discussion. And that part is the most meaningful speech among the whole event. How about yours? And now, think about the plan for the rest of today or tomorrow. Try to guess where and when and with whom you might have your most meaningful conversation. So for me, tomorrow, most likely, I will meet with some of my friends, especially in this level 8, the volunteers. I remind myself, I must start to encourage them to start practice the level 8 life too. How about yours? Now, we will go into the fixation meditations. We come back to the one conversations and the one part of that conversation which have the most meaningful on yesterday. So think of the most meaningful part that you have on yesterday. Focus on that part. For me, it's the intentions I help the participant to set, the intentions. How about yours? Now, this is a very important part here, is to look into your own hearts now. So try to look into your own heart now and see how you feel about what you said that was meaningful. For me, by helping the participant to set their correct intentions that will benefit them in learning. And always remember to plant good seeds by first helping others and care for others, which this is a great leader must have the love for others. I feel so happy and proud of myself saying such a great meaningful speech in the Level 8 discussion group. Look into your hearts. Feel about the happiness that you say the meaningful speech to others. Now try to dissolve your mind into this well-deserved feeling of happiness and healthy pride without looking at the activity which give it to you. So you just focus on the happiness that you bring to others by saying a meaningful speech. Just have the feeling of that. Drop on all the conversations. I just want you to get the happy feeling because you're saying some meaningful speech. Try to imagine yourself feeling a deep happiness about inspiring other persons with what you said. So just to have the deep feeling of happiness because you have planted this great meaningful speech seeds. In your heart, just feel that great happiness. And now, please imagine a soft golden light is growing inside of your chest, in your heart. This golden light represents all the happiness that you have felt during the 3 steps of these meditations. Thinking about speaking meaningful inspiring others, and planting seeds to have them listen to you. This golden light slowly spreads and expands outside of your body and outside to your room, outside to your city, and expand it over your country and even to the whole world. Everyone who touch this golden light will become speaking only in a meaningful way. So just try to imagine this golden light has expanded all over to the whole world. The person who touched the golden light, able to speak meaningful speech throughout the day, and we always remember the correct worldview. And now, take three long exhales. When you are ready, you can open your eye and back to this room.